from the dead. But we'll get to that in a moment. But first, there is a dinner Saturday night, and it's a thank you dinner, a celebration to everyone who was a circulator.
Every petition circulator out there is invited to the dinner.
Is invited to the dinner, and it's free, and it's in Arvada.
It's free?
It's free.
Oh, I wasn't going to go, but I'm coming now.
Now, there might be a collection.
Oh.
I don't know.
There will be a collection.
If there is, it would go toward personhood.
Well, I would much rather give my money to personhood than to the food. So if someone else covers the food, I'll make a double donation for personhood.
Yeah, and it might grab people by the ankles and shake them upside down for personhood. But the dinner is free.
And I'll be there.
You'll be there?
Are you going to be able to be there?
I'm supposed to be in the mountains skiing. Well, not skiing. Tubing with my boys, the Boy Scouts.
Tubing.
Saturday. But you know what? We will make it back in time for the dinner.
How does one tube?
Tube?
Yes.
You get an inner tube of a tire.
Oh,
and there's a tow rope that brings you up a hill.
Oh.
And you tube down the mountain.
That's very Colorado.
Yeah, it's
you've
cool.
You've adapted well since you came out here from New Jersey. We're full-on Coloradan now.
We were skating on Lake Evergreen.
Oh, yeah?
On last Saturday, playing hockey.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun outdoors.
And now you're going to do tubing. And then
but I'll be back. Yeah, so if you're a circulator, come on out. In fact, you got to call. You got to RSVP.
You must RSVP.
We got to know how much to make.
Yeah, and we will have security, so you're not going to sneak in.
No, you got to RSVP.
Yeah, it's Saturday at 6:30.
So call 456-2800. That's the Personhood Colorado office.
Right, 303-456-2800 to RSVP for the dinner. 6:30 Saturday. Are we giving the location or are we keeping that a secret?
We could give it. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada.
The location will be at Maranatha in Arvada. Now
72nd and Oak.
72nd and Oak. Now, should we invite Wendy from RH Reality Check, or should we just expect her to send someone undercover?
Wendy Norris?
Yeah, Wendy Norris. Should we just invite her right now? I'm sure she's listening. Hi, Wendy.
No, let's not.
Let's not invite Wendy.
If she wants dessert and coffee afterwards,
yeah,
she could meet us. She could call.
We'd be happy to sit down with her.
We'll set that up.
Okay, so
but
we're not
this is for circulators.
Right.
She's not a circulator.
No. She's a mover and a shaker, though, in the child-killing industry.
She is.
And we'll pray for Wendy, but we're not going to invite her to our dinner.
Right.
But she may send someone undercover.
She may.
If they have
an undercover circulator.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so that's Saturday night, 6:30. Maranatha, 72nd and Oak, but you got to make a – you got to RSVP.
Yes, you must call to RSVP
403-456-2800.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bob, I was getting ready to give
all right. So, Doug, let's do a little bit of news.
Well, yeah, a little bit of news.
And our telethon, we're up to $9,360.
$9,360. Our goal is $40,000, so we're a little over 20% toward our goal. But the big news, the big announcement I want to make is that there's someone out there who could call right now with a $640 donation. They could put us over $10,000.
Over $10,000, that would be 25%, one quarter of the goal.
Yes, so if there's someone out there who can call with that $640 to put us over $10,000, you'll be a part of a milestone in the telethon.
Or 640 people could call with $1 donation.
That's true. Or six people
but
could call.
But that's a really bad idea.
Six people could call with 100 and change. Either way.
But one person with $640.
My thinking is there is one person with the $640.
Yeah, that would be
right
tremendous.
Now. And
thank you. And we're up that high. Look at that.
We're doing well.
The month is disappearing, and the goal is $40,000, but we're at $9,300.
That's right. And the number to call is 1-800-836-9278 to call in with that $640 donation.
All right.
To put us over the top. Now.
So some news before we get to any calls.
Yes, some news. I want to go to Bogota. I told you about my hope. For the resurrection from the dead?
Yes.
Is that you want to start in Bogota?
Sure.
Or is that too far flung?
No, that's fine.
That's okay?
Yeah.
A woman in Bogota was declared dead. They declared her dead from a heart attack.
That's right.
And just as they were about to inject the embalming fluid, she moved her arm.
They were going to embalm her.
Yeah.
They were going to embalm her, and she moves her arm, and so they sent her to the hospital.
Yeah, where she was immediately put into critical condition, which...
I guess that's good.
Well, that's one step down.
When you're going from dead to critical...
That's an improvement,
so
right?
she's in the right direction.
Yeah.
Now...
So she goes from dead to critical condition, and...
Now, Doug, her chances of survival apparently are slim.
Yeah, she's not in good shape.
But they are better than if she had been embalmed.
That's true.
Right? Yeah, she's so doing better. Now, who was it that said the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated?
I believe that was Mark Twain.
Samuel Clemens.
Samuel Clemens, I believe, but I'm not sure.
And I think he's the same guy who said to the guy who burglarized his home, "You keep this up, son, and you'll find yourself in the U.S. Senate."
Sounds like Mark Twain.
He had a lot of funny lines, but he hated God. He hated God. But, you know, there was a neurosurgeon who said this with this woman.
Yeah.
He said, when this happens, it's not a matter of coming back to life because the person was never dead.
Uh-huh.
And he is so right. All the people who say that I came back to life, they were not dead.
Oh, yeah, I've heard stories like that.
In the Bible, yes, there were people who were raised from the dead.
Yes, there were.
That God raised people from the dead. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
Right.
Never to die again. But there is a problem with Christians who think that these stories of somebody's in the emergency room and they died and they came back to life, that's not what happened.
No.
They did not die.
Well, there's a reason they call it a near-death experience.
That's exactly right.
A resurrection.
And so what we have here is death is separation of your soul spirit from your body.
Right.
And it's your brain that is the interface between your body and your soul spirit.
Interesting.
So when your brain dies in that, today they say, oh, so-and-so's brain dead.
Brain dead, yeah.
And they're often making that up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're often making that up as an excuse to dispatch them.
Yeah, they're often dispatching
to starve them to death, whatever, kill them. But when your brain does die, when your brain is dead, your soul spirit is separated from your body, and then you're dead. And then you don't come back.
No, then
if your head gets cut off, right, you can have a heart transplant.
Yeah.
But a brain transplant, all bets are off.
Yeah, not yet.
All right.
Not yet.
Now, Doug, could you introduce the next story, and I'll be right back. One second.
Okay, the next story that I wanted to talk about is the crime rate. The crime rate in Baltimore, Bob. And now just saying this may strike you as odd and somewhat unbelievable, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway just to get your reaction to the headline or to the fact here that the crime rate in Baltimore has dropped. The crime rate in Baltimore has dropped.
Now, that's funny in and of itself. It's like the crime rate at Colfax and Colorado Boulevard dropped.
Yeah, right.
It's like, let's pinpoint this spot on a map.
Well, wait a minute, Bob.
Right there, the crime rate has dropped right there, is good, though.
This is interesting. Crime dropped 71% in Baltimore over the past 10 days or so.
Wow.
What are they
doing right?
Well, no, the massive amounts of snow
are
keeping the criminals homebound. They're not able to go out and commit crimes.
They don't go out at night. It's too cold. It's too wet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, criminals often don't have enough initiative.
No, but
really.
The bad news, Bob, the snow is melting. A fatal shooting early Tuesday ended a 9-day stretch in Baltimore that was free of killing. Can you imagine they celebrate now in a city because there's 9 days when no one is murdered? That is sad.
It's tragic. Our crime epidemic, the murder epidemic, a couple million people incarcerated. It's because we have the worst criminal justice system in the world. The lawyers say we have the best.
They say it's the best.
By that, what they mean is we have the highest paid lawyers in the world.
Yeah.
But if you look at our sexual assault rates, the murder rates, the incarceration rates, we have the worst, if not one of the worst, criminal justice systems in the world.
Mm.
So let's go to the phones in Goshen, Indiana. Delmar, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, Doug McBurney's there, right?
I'm here, Delmar.
He sure is, and this is Bob Enyart.
I'm actually connected to KLTT right now over the Internet.
All right.
That's right.
And I just wanted to remind people that just because you gave to the Internet telethon, if you listen over the air, it's important that you support the radio telethon as well.
Yes, because it's Crawford Broadcasting that streams Bob Enyart live over the Internet, and that only happens because Bob is on KLTT, the 50,000-watt Christian blowtorch in a Rocky Mountain.
That's absolutely right. And Delmar, what a great point. There are people who listen around the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got telethon donations from China.
China.
We thought it was Taiwan, Del Mar, but we checked. It was not Taiwan.
No.
It was China.
It was China.
And
the
Germany.
Mainland.
And where, Del Mar?
Mainland China.
Mainland China. And India.
India.
So
the subcontinent, yeah.
And you're calling from Goshen, Indiana, so there are people around the world listening to this program,
yeah.
Which is one reason we so urgently need your support so we could keep doing this.
Amen.
Yeah.
Delmar,
right.
Thank you
what
so much for
point.
Tuning in thank- from the land of Goshen.
Thank right. you very much. And is that near Beulah Land?
You should.
It's near Hephzibah.
Well, it is.
Hephzibah is near Beulah Land.
Okay.
Interesting passage of scripture there.
Where's that? In Isaiah 62 or something?
Isaiah 62. Is that where... I was amazed that you knew that the other day.
So anyway, Doug, what a great point. By supporting the telethon, we stay on the air and we stay all over the
That's right. We
world
we stay,
on the
yeah,
internet.
Crawford Broadcasting
streams
live on the internet.
Thank you,
all
Crawford.
All over the world. Amen.
Okay, so what do we got? You brought some audio.
I have some audio that I'm not sure how to set this up. I think Marco Rubio, who is a conservative.
Florida.
I've heard he's a conservative.
Florida?
I don't know the guy, Bob.
No.
He's running for the Senate in Florida. He's been extremely popular with the Tea Party types.
All right.
So I think he's a conservative.
The Tea Party, that's where you get a lot of personhood signatures.
Oh, the Tea
Pro-life
Party.
Pro-life signatures.
The Tea Party events.
It's better than churches.
Better than churches.
Better than churches. You go to a Tea Party, you get like 90% of the people
yeah.
will sign personhood petitions.
The Tea Party movement is something that has done their best to avoid social conservatism. They want to focus on fiscal conservatism.
Right.
But they don't realize...
That's what broke the Republican Party.
Yeah.
That's what broke the Republican Party.
Yeah.
So the influential people in the Tea Party movement, they don't really... It's just another... I won't say anything. Go ahead.
I met one of the influential people in the Tea Party movement was Joe the Plumber. You
Joe
remember?
The Plumber. I've got a photograph of you with Joe
yeah.
the Plumber.
Joe,
with the personhood petition.
That's right. And Joe wanted to sign it. I said, no, Joe, you have to be a resident.
You got to get up early and sign often.
That's right.
If you're from Chicago.
Which he is, I believe.
But anyway, he was supportive.
Yeah, and not only him. So many in the audience there at the Tea Party events here in Denver are supportive of social conservatism. These are
right.
pro-life people.
Right. So the Republican Party is saying we want to back away from social conservatism, which means that God made us male and female and don't kill children.
Yeah.
That's what they want to back away from.
Yeah, that's what they want.
And the Tea Party is there, too.
There are some of the leadership, some of the lawyers advising them, I think, are advising them in the wrong direction.
Well,
but I think
look,
the rank-and-file Tea Party person.
You're right. You're right about that. But all the excitement over Scott Brown, who he's a pro-abort.
Yeah.
He's a pro-abort.
It's sad.
So we don't like your mass murderers. We prefer our mass murderers. We prefer a mass murderer that has a Tea Party stamp of approval.
Yeah. Well, listen to what Mark Rubio told CPAC and the Tea Party movement yesterday.
There's never been a nation like the United States, ever. It begins with the principles of our founding documents. Principles that recognize that our rights come from God, not from our government. Principles that recognize that because all of us are equal in the eyes of our Creator, all life is sacred at every stage of life.
So that's Mark Rubio. That's Mark Rubio
yep,
running
yep.
for the Senate
yep, yep, yep.
in Florida. And it's as if he's been listening to your show.
That our rights come from our Creator and they're applicable at all stages of life, not just when you're born. Your rights don't come from the delivery doctor at the hospital.
No.
They don't come from the government. They come from God.
Amen.
So that is true. And that's sure, too. It's like John McCain. Answer at Saddleback Church in California.
Yeah.
Telling Rick Warren, life begins at conception. And everybody explodes into applause.
It's a great applause line.
And so why doesn't Rick Warren, he's made $1 billion selling books to Christians. Why doesn't he do us and the unborn a favor and then say, well, then John McCain, why don't you advocate protecting those kids from conception?
How about that? Well, and here's the thing with Mark Rubio. Is he's new on the scene, he's fresh-faced, he has an opportunity to prove himself. And if I'm not mistaken, in Florida, he has an opportunity to sign the personhood petition and stand up for what he just said and put it lay it on the line,
that's right.
Mr. Rubio.
So our personhood friends in Florida need to now get
him
to sign
That's right.
The petition.
Yeah, because you can say anything at CPAC, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what does CPAC stand for?
Nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
So it's
easy
to get away with that kind of stuff at CPAC. But he has an opportunity. Here's a young politician who has an opportunity to align himself with the most significant social movement of our lifetime.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll just see what he does.
All right. So, Doug, we've got more news, but I want to remind people that we have in Colorado the signature SWAT team.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got all these companies. Bravo Company.
Yeah.
Joe Scott's heading that up. Charlie Company.
Good old Charlie Company.
That's my brother Brian's heading that up. I've got Echo Company. Each of these teams have made a commitment to get 2,000 signatures when the Secretary of State tells us, well, we threw out some of your signatures. You have 2 weeks to fill in the gap.
Yeah, and I started recruiting my team yesterday. I know that we're going to be contacting as many of the petition carriers as we can. But if someone wanted to volunteer to be a team leader or join our team and commit to 50 signatures, 100 signatures, whatever you can do.
25, whatever.
We'll take it. Give us a call, 1-800-836-9278. Join the signature SWAT team for personhood.
Signature
in Colorado.
SWAT team. And if you want to be on Lori Goebel's team from up north, Bob Fortune from down south, how about Leslie Hanks? She's got a team, Foxtrot Company.
Foxtrot Company.
That's right. Scott Evans and Longmont Delta Company.
All right.
And so, and Doug, you've got Alpha Company.
I've got Alpha Company. The Alpha Dogs are running with me.
All right. Very, very exciting.
Folks should call it. Sign up. Be a part of the team. We need your help, and you would be blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah, and I got to get 2,000 signatures. I mean, that's our goal. That is our goal, 2,000 signatures.
Each team is going to try to get 2,000.
And I expect to have about 40 people on my team.
40.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was...
So that's about 50 signatures per person in 2 weeks. That's not too hard.
Did you read, what's her name, Wendy from RH Reality Check? What's her name, Wendy?
Wendy Norris.
She wrote an article.
Pro-abort.
Yeah.
Pray
for Wendy Norris.
Right.
Wendy
that she recovers from, well, mostly that she asks God to forgive her.
Yeah, well,
and trust in Jesus Christ.
Well, first, that she would stop advocating the dehumanization and murder of an entire class of human beings.
Yeah, dismembering children is not a very feminine thing to do.
No. And, you know, I met an agnostic the other day who knows that killing babies is wrong.
An agnostic?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be a religious, right-wing religious fanatic to know
that
killing babies
helps.
Is wrong. It certainly.
It helps.
Yeah.
Because you know, then you know that there is a God and I am not him.
So we'll pray for Wendy Norris and that she'll know that she is not
God.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. But anyway, Wendy wrote an article, and Wendy doubts that if we come in under, Wendy doubts we can get the
signature. No!
That's what she wrote.
Wendy doubts it? Doesn't she call us fanatics?
She cited
Why
an
would she think fanatics can't get some signatures?
She should know that we're going to be out there with a fanatical drive toward getting these signatures.
That's right.
What Wendy doesn't know is that we are going to execute this with military precision. We're going to get the signatures. That's not going to be an issue, Wendy.
Yeah.
You're going to be busy from now until November, Wendy. We're going to keep you running.
That's absolutely right. So Echo Company really is, you got to call 800-8-ENYART and sign up for Echo Company.
Echo Company is Bob Enyart's company. Echo Company is the company to be with.
But my brother's company is Charlie Company.
Charlie Company, that has a good ring to it.
And he's already signing up people.
Oh, he's a maniac. He's a fanatic, isn't
he? So he might end up beating Alpha Company. He might.
Are we going to have a three-way competition now? I know that you and I are competing. We're going to compare numbers at the end of the day.
Yeah, we are.
And if your brother wants in on that action, I'm willing to take him on.
All right. That's cool. All right, so what do we have, Doug?
All right, well, now I don't want to beat the climate change debacle to death.
Ah!
But, Bob, the liberals simply won't give it up, so we have to keep addressing what's
they're
happening.
They're just falling apart, all right?
Listen to what happened. There was a lobbying a consortium called the Climate Action Partnership
put
together up there in Washington, D.C., and they attracted some of the largest corporations
in the world
to donate tens of thousands,
millions of dollars to fight global warming,
to lobby Washington on emissions
and all that,
to drink the Kool-Aid.
And since we've been reporting here, I'm Bob Enyart Live.
One of the few outlets in America that are reporting it, by the way.
Right. That Punxsutawney Phil Jones saw his shadow, realized six more years of winter coming, and he went back into his hole.
He's
the world's leading expert on global warming.
Expert
over there in Europe, and he lost the data for the hockey stick graph. Actually, they now found the data. Yeah, they found it at NHL.com.
That's where the hockey stick went. That makes sense.
National Hockey League's website. They found the hockey stick data.
All right. You know, funny enough, I saw a chart the other night that looked dramatically like the hockey stick chart.
Yeah.
And it was the national debt chart. I'm serious.
Right.
It's a remarkably similar right. chart. And this one has data to back it up. I mean,
it started going up with George W. Bush.
That's the base of the hockey stick. That's where the tape would be.
Right.
And then the actual blade of the stick.
Yeah,
that's
Obama.
That's the past 3 months. It's crazy.
And Obama said, okay, no more spending. We're not going to spend like, did you see that? He signed a bill. He said, we're going to pay as we go.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He signed that bill? I haven't seen it.
He's going to start that. They're going to start that after he's out of office.
Okay. So. Well, now the Climate Action Partnership.
So that fell apart.
Well, BP, British Petroleum, ConocoPhillips, and Caterpillar said they're not renewing their membership. They're out of here.
So they're done. So the top three companies that have made the commitment to fight global warming, they said we're done.
Yeah, they said.
And then we've got.
We're gonna drill, baby, drill.
Now the top UN climate official has resigned.
Let's see now.
You got that's
the official.
That's Ivo de Boer.
Ivo de Boer.
Evil de Boer.
Ivo. That sounds like something out of a 007 novel.
After he resigned after nearly 4 years of cooling. Actually, the global warming ended 15 years ago.
Right.
Because it was a blip. The sun warms the earth.
Yeah.
It warms Mars. Mars heated up. The earth heated up.
Yeah.
Now it's been cool again. And he did have this big success, though. I guess it was a success. He took 4 years to plan Copenhagen.
Oh.
And they got 193 nations together. No, what was it?
They all showed up there at Copenhagen.
It was 120. 120 world leaders showed up.
Yeah.
And they failed to agree on when they should decide what they should agree to.
Hey, but at least he got them to show up. He gets some credit.
Yeah, so
he gets a B for effort.
120 world leaders go to Copenhagen, and they fail to agree on when they should decide on what they should agree to. So it didn't work. So he's resigned. So everybody's resigning.
He did a great job with the airfare and the hotels. He got everyone there. Okay, so he's obviously has some administrative talent. Maybe he'll be able to get a job, maybe running a shoe store.
Yeah,
perhaps.
So global warming has been a joke. Anthropogenic global warming is a joke.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Now we have a caller called in, a fellow named John in Denver. Not John Denver, but a fellow
John
named
in
John
Denver.
In Denver.
Wants to be on Alpha Team.
On A Team? On Alpha Team or just any team?
Oh, on A Team. He wants to on A Team. So we have to divvy him out.
Okay. Now, he doesn't want to go on the air. He wants to remain undercover. He can be part of our stealth operation. So get his contact information.
Let's do.
We'll have a team leader get in touch with him.
Let's do paper, scissors, rock paper, scissors.
I just taught my 3-year-old that.
How are we going to figure out who John's with?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Well, let's do it. Okay.
Go ahead.
You guys do it.
Rock. What do? You do 1, 2, 3. Paper covers rock. I got it.
All right, Doug. We had somebody in the studio filling in for me.
We have another stealth
and
team
so
leader
Doug,
in the studio.
So John is with Doug on Alpha Company.
All right. So I'll write down here to call John. Now
we got John's contact info. We got it.
Now hurry. We're running out of time.
Yeah.
I want to get your take on this story, Bob. Up in Maine.
Yeah.
You remember New England, right?
Yeah, I've been there.
Maine's a part of New England. The Maine Human Rights Commission, there's a proposal there to basically ban what they're calling biology-based restrooms.
Any human rights event commission today means homosexual.
Yeah. Well,
that's what it means.
Well, in this case,
so the Maine Human Rights
accurate.
Commission, they're trying to promote homosexuality.
Well, they don't come out and say that, Bob. They say they just want to get rid of these gender identified biology-based
restrooms. So they want to outlaw boys' rooms and girls' rooms.
Why couldn't they just say that? Because when you see biology-based...
Biology-based, they want to do away with the boys' room and the girls' room.
That's right.
The men's room and the ladies' room.
Their plan, if it was approved, would establish mandatory transgender restroom access. All Maine schools. Now, this is in the public schools in the state of Maine.
Yeah, Dick Cheney is such an idiot.
I don't know that Dick Cheney is officially associated with the Maine Homosexual Rights Commission.
Well, here's what
he
did.
Let me read the story.
This Sunday, Doug, he said, we got the story, right? They want to get rid of boys' rooms and girls' rooms.
Which is a crime.
It's a crime.
Okay, now how could you possibly connect Dick Cheney to this story?
Well, Sunday he said on the morning news shows that we need to allow homosexuals to serve openly in the military.
Oh, that's right.
So Dick Cheney is an idiot, and it's so unworkable because it's not as though we have men's rooms and we have ladies' rooms,
yeah,
and we have men's sleeping quarters.
Men's locker rooms.
Right, yeah. Dorms,
yeah,
for women and for guys. And like on a submarine, the guys, they're in very close quarters.
Yes.
You don't have guys and women sleeping together on a submarine. You don't have them sharing the same showers at the same time.
Are you sure about that these days?
No.
Not either.
I'm not, but you shouldn't. And if you do, you should fire everyone,
yeah,
from that right up to Obama.
Yeah.
So
Dick Cheney says, let the homos serve openly in the military.
Let them serve openly. But if the reason we don't have high school locker rooms for guys and girls together is that because of the sexual attraction.
Yeah, it's obvious.
It's demeaning that you lose human dignity if you had 17-year-old boys in the locker room or the showers with 17-year-old girls.
Seems like common sense.
It's wrong. It's immoral. It's demoralizing. And so you've got guys' locker room, girls' locker room. You can't have a homosexual locker room because by definition, they would be sexually attracted to one another.
That's right.
And there'd be unwanted leers and sexual advances. Homosexuality is immoral, and as a result of that, it's unworkable.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It's unworkable. It's wrong.
And
it leads to this kind of insanity where kids are going to grow up without a boy's room and a girl's room.
So this is what, once you become a homosexual, this is what you degenerate into, to where you promote laws,
yeah,
that dehumanize people.
How dare little Johnny expect to find a boy's room in his school?
Yeah,
how dare he? Doesn't he know that that's hate speech?
That's sexist. Well, I don't think you can call it sexist. That's the thing about homosexuality. It gets everything so confused.
All right. We've got Colorado Springs, John Lemon.
John in Colorado Springs has called to volunteer to be a part of the Colorado Springs team. Bob Fortune is ringing him up down there.
Bob Fortune?
Yep.
So
he's a blessed
John
fellow, I'll tell
is
you what.
Going to be on Bob Fortune. Bob Fortune's got the whiskey company.
The whiskey company in Colorado Springs.
All right. So John will be on that team. All right. We're out of time, Doug.
God bless you, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Maranatha, what a great school.